Tacoma's Commencement Bay has long been riddled with toxic pollutants. It's taken decades, and cleanup at some Superfund sites is still ongoing. Now the Washington Department of Ecology is making plans to clean up one of the last and most complicated sources of pollution along the bay, a plant that for decades produced dry cleaning solvents and other chemicals that have slowly leached underground. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
It's about a 10-minute boat ride across Commencement Bay to the old Occidental Chemical Corporation site. The former industrial facility sits on the Hylabos Waterway. It's an inlet off the bay. The buildings on the site have been demolished, but a toxic plume of chemicals is still under the ground. It's a plume that accumulated over decades.
So it's led to quite a chemical soup at this site.
That's Sherry Tan. She helped found the advocacy group Citizens for a Healthy Bay. She's very interested in how this chemical soup is going to be cleaned up. That job will mostly go to the Washington Department of Ecology, and it's going to be complicated. Carrie Graber is a cleanup manager with the department. She says the old industrial site produced dry cleaning solvents and chlorine, along with a number of other contaminants, for decades.
And all of that contamination has entered the groundwater underneath the site and has migrated under the waterway.
It's taken years for hydrogeologists to understand the plume of underground pollution and to figure out how and where it's moving. The chemical plume is highly corrosive, and over time, it's broken down to form another very toxic substance, vinyl chloride.
Unfortunately, it's really a nasty chemical when it comes to the environment and the impact on animals and potential impact on humans. It's a tough chemical to deal with.
The exact size of the pollution plume is unknown. Estimates vary from 500,000 to 2 million pounds. That uncertainty stems from poor records from the earliest years of the plant's operation. The facility was built in 1929. Graber says chemicals in the underground plume have actually been percolating into the waterway. That concerns Melissa Malott. She's the executive director of Citizens for a Healthy Bay. Malott worries about recreational boaters, fish, and other animals that live by the waterway.
There's life happening here. There's young life happening here.
From the boat, Malott and Sherry Tan spot several birds and otters near the Occidental Chemical site.
There's a kingfisher. We just passed a kingfisher.
Oh, yeah.
They turn the boat around to take a look.
Now we'll see if it's really a kingfisher or not after I set that.
Turns out she was right. So they quickly snap a picture. Chinook and chum salmon also pass through the Hylabos Waterway, which is home to resident fish as well. Carrie Graber says the Department of Ecology is going to collect more water samples to see how the leaking chemicals might affect animals in and around the waterway. As a first step, the department is asking the Occidental Chemical Corporation to document its estimate of the problem. Those documents will help develop the overall cleanup plan. Occidental Chemical denied interview requests for this story. Graber says there are many options for cleaning up the toxic plume. It's just a matter of what will work with the available technology. That could be anything from extracting and reversing the flow of groundwater, to treating contaminated soil, to building an underground wall.
If we could contain that groundwater and keep it from continuing to migrate into the waterway, that would be a goal or an objective that I would love to see us achieve.
Officials say a draft feasibility study will be completed this spring, and it will be into 2018 before the actual cleanup can begin. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Tacoma.